Well, Steve, let me get Jumbo, or whatever you'd call him. You push it out of there. And they had them horses, they were trying to, you know, but them horses couldn't pull it out. So that fellow went over there and got that big elephant boy on me, and he was a big son of a gun, too. And he brought him out for talking to him with him stick and all that. Tell him to back up, put his head up against that wagon, and then he told him to push. Boy, he was pushing like that. When he pushed like that, he couldn't catch no hold in that mud, and he just slipped like that. All you see was mud going in the back of him, man. Wouldn't come out with that wagon. After a while, he backed up. He shook his head like that. The fellow said, well, boy, there ain't no use. See, y'all might as well get them animals out of there the best way y'all can, because I can't move that wagon. When he can't move it, he said, it's bad. And that's when I learned what they mean by that. The bigger the elephant is, he knows his capacity. He knew he couldn't move it. And he backed up and shook his head.
You ever seen those strange looking animals before? They have a real big high
trunk, mean a head?
Yes.
Oh, that's some trade order. You know how to train them animals, them elephants and all that. That is something. They gotta start off young and somebody with patience to make them do all that, what they do right now with them.
But a building where you go see a play or a movie was
some entertainment place or something.
Yeah. You know, they show a play in a
it all depends, in a hall or a theater or something like that.
Yeah. And they said old Clark Gable was a good actor. And maybe Vivian Lee was a good
actress. I know more than you thought of.
What do you know about Vivian Lee? You ever see Gone with the Wind?
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Listen,
you know, when you're talking about people in the United States, you say they're what? Anybody born in the USA is a... is...
U.S. citizen?
Well, you know, you see a lot of people riding around with bumper stickers on the back of their automobiles, and it says, I'm proud to be
I can't catch what I want to say now.
Well, proud to be it would say I'm not French, I'm proud to be
American.
Like
that. Proud to be an American.
You know, not too long years ago, they used to have special toilets and special water fountains and even different restrooms and different schools. And, they even had all sorts of different things for other people. You had that around here?
Toilet? You mean like?
Yeah.
You mean outside toilet? Did they have that then?
No, I mean for different people. I mean, what type of schools did you have here? You had a school for...
We had a school over here. It was one big building.